Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Thank you so much for joining us today. It is the 17th of August, 2006. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. We'll get into all the fear-mongering that Alberto Gonzalez and Michael Chertoff, both dual citizens of different countries, are doing to scare the population into accepting a new reign of total terror and control. More on my prediction of government-sponsored terror by late October, unless we warn the world, which is now starting to happen. Good job. Keep it up, folks. Also, what the supposed ceasefire is doing over in the Middle East, in Lebanon and northern Israel. Coming up in the second hour, really the American Union news has gotten off of the front burner, unfortunately. And the fact that the census reports that cities like New York are 60%+ foreigners and illegal aliens, and almost every other major city in the U.S. is majority foreigner. That trend's only accelerating, not decelerating or reversing. And how that ties into his Freedom of Information Act request and some of the documents he's gotten, some of the documents they've refused to give Jerome Corsi in his fight to expose the American Union. You see, I've been trying to expose the American Union for 12 years, and we've had, oh, it's got to be 30, 40, 50 guests on just the last couple years on the subject. But a lot of people didn't pay attention to us. You know, we talk about the Federal Reserve being private and vaccines being bad for you, and most conservative leaders not really being conservative, so the la-la land fake conservatives won't listen to us. But when a neocon lord like Jerome Corsi finally reads the documents and decides to do reports on it, finally America now admits it's real and going on, and Lou Dobbs, a establishment type, admits it's going on, and Glenn Beck admits it's going on, and the Associated Press admits it's going on. Well, then we can finally have a real discussion. The U.S. is being broken up right now officially. Still, the general public isn't aware of it, but some are learning of it. And so that's coming up in the second hour. And there's been a lot of new things he's learned, a lot of big stories he's been breaking. He's doing some good work on that subject. And so Mr. Corsi will be joining us in the second hour. Then Jonathan Mosley, whose family runs one of the biggest neocon publishing houses in the country. They're the folks that put out the Swift Boat books. Again, I'm not for Kerry, folks. I'm just pointing out this guy's tied in with these operatives. Jonathan Mosley wrote a really venomous, savage hit piece against myself and others and said some things in here that I don't think will stand up to scrutiny. 911 Bush Bashers is his archetypal neocon hit piece against me, where I'm called the key conspiracy leader. I run the whole thing, and I'm particularly un-American and disgusting and horrible and profane. And it says I'm profaning the deaths of the 3,000. Well, if I was one of the 3,000 that was killed, I'd want those that killed me to be brought to justice. Whether you even believe the official story, it's Osama bin Laden. They say they're not looking for him anymore. Number three at the CIA says they don't want him. Of course, he didn't carry out the attacks. He couldn't carry out the attacks. And, well, the point is, this feller will be joining us in the third hour. So we'll be talking to him. And I'm going to try to be controlled. We'll see. I'm normally got my tie loosened by the third hour. It's the fire-breathing hour. We'll be right back.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Libertees. That's LIBBERTEES. 447 Thompson Bay Loop, New Blaine, Arkansas, 72851. Or go to GCNlive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, coming up in the third hour today, we have Jonathan Mosley, wrote this really vicious 9/11 hit piece on myself and others. And I appreciate him having the courage to come on the show. He'll be joining us coming up in the third hour today. We will have open phones during the broadcast as well. And I want to talk some about the American Union and the open borders. We've been so busy talking about government-staged terror attacks that are looming and the ongoing conflict in the Middle East that we're not really looking at the public signing of the Security and Prosperity Partnership and what that means to our society. Here are some of the latest articles out on the subject, just from Human Events alone. North American trusted trader begins rolling out on the NAFTA Super Corridor. In the trusted traders, that is an American Union ID pass for Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. That is your American Union ID card. 21st century slave trade, the guest worker amnesty, we'll be getting into that report. China wins NAFTA superhighway battle. And we'll get more into the La Reconquista movement, Mexico's plan for the American Southwest, from their own statements, from their own admissions. In a minute, though, I'm going to get into Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez is saying that literally terrorists are everywhere and that they are just on the verge. They're in every neighborhood. They're preparing to strike. Just get ready. It's total doom, total destruction. I talked to a family friend yesterday, and I'm not supposed to tell you the name of the funeral home. I'm not supposed to tell you any of the details. People just like to tell me stuff like this and then say, but we've all got to basically cower down and let it all happen, as if that's going to stop anything. Because, and again, people will freely admit all this and then tell you that, oh, no, it's okay, you can tell people about this. It's not secret. But Americans today, even people that I know personally for many years, still feel like, well, that you're just not supposed to talk about it. You're not supposed to talk about horrible things when you confirm it. It has to do with the plan here in Austin and every other major city to put the dead bodies in the makeshift morgue. And can you guess what the makeshift morgue is going to be after the terror attack they say that is sure to happen? It is the North Cross Mall ice skating rink. And a lot of you just tuned in and you're saying, what are you talking about, Alex Jones? Well, I'll tell you a little bit later after we cover some news in this hour exactly what I'm getting at here. I want to give you time to call your friends and family and your coworkers and your neighbors and tell them to tune in right now, whether you're listening on an AM or FM station, shortwave, the internet, or satellite. Because this is important, and it meshes in with all the other data I have in front of me. And I've already independently confirmed what you're going to hear. But it's just when you then get it even in your town you live in, when you hear the type of stuff that you've read that's been going on nationally, it just lets you know how serious the globalists are and what they'd like to do to you and your family. The world is going to be a-changing in a big way for the worse unless we get the word out about the bad people that are running our government. And, you know, the neocon zombie followers seem to think it's because we hate George Bush. And, yeah, they're right to a certain extent. The crust, you know, the very, very thin veneer at the surface. I mean, I don't like George Bush. I don't like Bill Clinton. I detest people like Hillary and Chucky Schumer and folks of that ilk. But I mean, I hate all puppets of the New World Order. I detest the elitist that could care less about our freedoms and our futures. But no, it's not because we're all evil, mindless Democrat liberals that we just mindlessly hate George Bush. I mean, I hear these callers. I heard one this morning on a national neocon show with a voice just like this. I just don't understand it. Bush is trying to save America, and these evil Bush haters, they just are horrible, and they don't want to defend our country. I don't know why they want to bring it down, and I just don't know how they don't see how the great man George Bush is and everything he's doing to defend our country. And I just, you know, these liberals out there like Jimmy Carter, they just want to bring this country down. They just need to shut up. They're aiding Al-Qaeda. I learned yesterday from two separate eyewitnesses that two different national radio shows were equating myself with Al-Qaeda. One of them, Laura Ingraham. Yeah, Alex Jones, he's got the same mindset as Al-Qaeda. One of my employees, one of my officers in the fight against the New World Order heard this. He's just flipping around the radio at lunch, and there it is. And then I talked to another friend who heard it on a separate show. So they get their daily talking points, I guess. And that Alex Jones, he's with Al-Qaeda. And there are hit pieces out there over and over again. This is how we aid Al-Qaeda. See, we're really announcing the government's going to launch a terror attack so that when Al-Qaeda strikes the U.S., Al-Qaeda's in control of us, you see, according to the media now. So when Al-Qaeda hits the United States, we'll think it's Bush. Yes. Oh, absolutely. That's that boy, you've caught us now. Hold on, Hold on, I'm ring, ring, I'm getting a call. Yes, Mr. Bin Laden, what am I supposed... Oh, okay, say Bush is going to carry out the terror attack. Why, Mr. Bin Laden? Oh, really, sir? Oh, because then we'll blame it on him. Oh, you're such a genius. Oh, thank you. Oh, yes, worshipful one. Oh, thank you, master. Oh, click, ooh, I talked to my master. I mean, come on. But this is their new tactic, and believe me, a lot of the general public is so, not even dumbed down. Again, they're so focused on mindlessness. They're so focused on baloney. Their brains are so filled with disinformation. And they associate their whole psyche with the disinfo. You know, that's who they are. That's their identity. That they hear that I'm with Al-Qaeda, folks, and they hear that I'm supporting Al-Qaeda, they believe it. Oh, that Alex Jones, I heard about him. He's the one that's with Al-Qaeda. You know, I wasn't joking over the years when I kept saying, you know, you're for freedom, you're with Al-Qaeda. Now, whenever you complain about a warrantless break into your house or the police rubber bulleting an innocent crowd, they now just say, well, you know, it's post-9/11. We need to do this to keep you safe. You don't want Al-Qaeda to get us. You're not with Al-Qaeda. And then it's metastasized and warped and mutated into, you're aiding Al-Qaeda. Everything aids Al-Qaeda now. Selling knockoff Rubik's Cubes aids Al-Qaeda. Homeless people sleeping on benches, charged under Patriot Act, Al-Qaeda, pot dealers. You've seen the national TV ads, the marijuana aids Al-Qaeda. Everything's Al-Qaeda, except for those that really are Al-Qaeda, the bowels of the military-industrial complex that created these organizations, that control them seven ways to Sunday. We've got the evidence in quadruple triplicate. I mean, it's just amazing. But it doesn't matter to the neocons. They can just get in WorldNet Daily and just say, well, they claim Bin Laden's CIA. There's no evidence of that. It's a complete crazy science fiction. That's in this lawyer's words, Jonathan Mosley. Doesn't matter if it's in Senate reports. Doesn't matter if it's in CIA reports. Doesn't matter if it was in mainstream newspapers in the mid-'80s. You see, they know people don't read today's newspaper, much less go pull them off the microfiche at the library from 20 years ago. And so if perception is reality, see, the globalists know that. They're into hoaxes. They're into frauds. And most of their minions are well-meaning people. I would imagine that Jonathan Mosley, who we've got scheduled in the third hour if he shows up, and I'm sure he will, he probably believes all this stuff and really thinks I'm a demon and what's the word here? Profane. I'm profaning the memory of the 3,000 victims. No, I'm not. And the evidence shows I'm not. I'm trying to save lives. Because the people that did 9/11 are going to keep on doing it as long as we give them power out of it. Later in the show, I got about a four-minute clip that a caller called in about this yesterday, and I'd read about it. I hadn't seen it. Last night, I came across the local newscast of peaceful protesters not doing anything wrong, peacefully gathered, and the police department there in Florida just starts shooting them with rubber bullets and laughing while they do it. And then the deputy police chief's in there, one of the top captains, and he's just having a huge celebration. He's saying, good job, team. It was funny how you shot that woman in the face. Good job. And then he does it right in front of a whole tent of news cameras. I mean, they have public celebrations now about, and you can go watch the video. We're going to get it posted on Infowars.com. You can find it all over the web, though. I was sent it in several emails, and thanks to listeners doing that. And it was humiliating to know that America has gone from land of the free, home of the brave, where cops used to step and fetch it for the American people 100 years ago. And they got on mafia payroll about 80 years ago, and the rest is history. Just a giant tent of hundreds of people in Darth Vader uniforms. You know, it's Darth Vader outfits. Just laughing about shooting a woman in the face for no reason. And the news puts it on and goes, this is normal. Yeah. Just keep doing what you're doing, boys. Keep doing it.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that communism has stated that America would not jump from capitalism to communism, but our elected leaders would pass laws to socialize America, and one day we would wake up and have socialism, communism, and not even know how it happened? Have we seen this very type of socialization of America over the last 60 years? We've been pushed far down the slippery slope of socialism, communism, and don't even know it. Just as Nikita Khrushchev said, we'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Moving. Captain, we got trouble.
What?
The cattle haven't had water for 2 days. We found a pond, but the cattle won't drink from it.
Well, why not?
Well, Captain, it's loaded with pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites. It's also contaminated with chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, and MTBE. And there's even heavy metals like lead and mercury in the water.
Break out the Crown Berkey.
But, Captain, we've got 200 head of cattle.
That Crown Berkey will purify 27 gallons of water per hour with 8 elements. You just keep it full.
Captain, it's working. The cattle are drinking, and look, they're even smiling.
Berkey, the filter that runs the West.
Get your Crown Berkey purifier with 2 Black Berkey purification elements for only $299 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Not yet available in California or Iowa.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following 2 free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Every time there is an anti-free trade, open border demonstration with liberals and conservatives together, anywhere in this country, the police are ordered to go out and aim at peaceful protesters. And we've got photos and videos of wooden dowels sticking out of people's bodies. Folks die every year in this country from these rubber bullets and wooden bullets. And you've got lawyers out in their business suits just standing there with a sign. The cops just, from about 30 feet away, shoot them with rubber bullets, blood spilling out all over the place, and you can hear the cops laughing. Man, this is fun. People hitting the ground, blood all pouring out of their eyes in some cases. The cops are, it's like a roar of, we're jolly green giants and dressed up in ringwraith outfits, ruling the land of the cowards and home of the slaves. And then a woman tries to, please stop shooting me, puts up the little sign in front of her face. They shoot a rubber bullet right through it into the face. And then later it shows the one of the police commanders going, good job, men. I like to tell you, shot her right through the sign in the face. They're all right, do we get a piece of redress? Ha, 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 yeah! They're in a big tent with all these news cameras. You see, what was done in secret is now, hey, we run these cities. Our union runs this city. There's nothing you can do. Half of us are on the mafia take now. What do you think we do here in Miami? No one points out that we live in half million and million dollar houses on $50,000 salaries. When we go in the topless bars, the owner gives us girls immediately. You live in Nazi Germany now. We'll laugh about it right in front of you. I mean, you know, this is what corruption is. You know, this mentality, this idea, this is what the New World Order is all about. And that's why they're training you to be slaves in the airports. That's why they make it ridiculously stupid to where you know it's dumb, but still you submit. Still you dump out the baby milk. Still you throw away the lipstick. Still, oh, and by the way, we did learn, it is in the news, and they got caught, it was in mainstream news 2 days ago, they are selling on eBay your lighters, your tweezers, in some cases your $100 pocket knives, they are selling your unopened champagne, they are selling your wine. Those little creatures are stealing it. And of course they lied, it was on national news, don't worry, we throw it all away. And then, in fact, where is that article? It was in a major newspaper. Comes out and says, oh, no, actually, the TSA Homeland Security now sells on eBay. How nice. See, just setting the precedent right out. And by the way, so-called less lethal weapons or non-lethal weapons, their true term, less lethal crowd control weapons, the plan is they're training the police with rubber bullets now. Open fire! These are a training aid to fire real bullets into crowds in the near future. That's all it is. And it's also training for the public to get accustomed to the images of people being hit and blood spilling. Well, you remember the girl, what was her name? Up in Boston a couple years ago. Oh, how quickly we forget. And she just walked out of a bar. She was getting ready to graduate from college. She was on the top of her class. They're always on the top of their class. Like, I'm going to pull that. Guys, pull the one. It was at the end of a baseball game. And the cops called it a riot. Just people wouldn't get off the streets at 2 a.m. They said, that's it. The bars are closed. And so everybody's leaving the bars. And here come the Darth Vader police. They've been given all this federal gear. They've been given training. And they block off a bunch of streets. And by the way, I've seen it in Austin. They don't let you get away. And then they just open fire and kill that young girl. Big pool of blood there. Wait till you hear these cops. I mean, it's so much fun. Grab them before us, forces. Like a bunch of orcs or something out of Lord of the Rings. I mean, you guys are really turned into animals. By the way, police, do you think you're safe in a society with a government that lets you do this? Why do you think you're being trained like this, pea brains? Because America's going into bondage. And you and your $35,000 to $50,000 a year, you're going to be in deep trouble. And your daughters and your sons are going to grow up like slaves. But don't worry, you'll teach them how to wear black uniforms and red armbands and salute the American Union flag. But still, you're not going to be in a good place. You're not going to be in a good place, and nobody's going to help you. But don't worry. There'll be more and more riots and problems, and you can gun down more girls and not get in trouble. You can shoot young ladies, 22-year-olds, right in the face and watch their eyes splatter.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Bill. I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Roswell, UFOs, flying saucers, alien abduction. Are we alone? Information regarding this and many other questions about the unknown are only a click away at www.theufostore.com. Theufostore.com offers hundreds of DVDs about UFOs, aliens, crop circles, conspiracies, Bigfoot, suppressed science, ancient mysteries, and the latest DVD releases like Dan Aykroyd Unplugged on UFOs and the Alien Files 5 DVD set. TheUFOStore.com also offers the book Roswell, It Really Happened by Jesse Marcel, one of the last survivors of the Roswell UFO crash that examined the spacecraft wreckage in 1947, revealing its hidden secrets. Log on to www.theUFOStore.com and request a free UFO Store catalog. To receive a free catalog by mail, call 541-523-2630. That's 541-523-2630. TheUFOStore.com, the largest selection of UFO products on the Internet.
Getting into the American Union in the next hour. We've got this guest joining us who wrote the big 9/11 hit piece on the 9/11 Scholars for Truth, and myself, Jonathan Mosley, coming up in the third hour today. And of course, we're going to be taking your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. In about 2 or 3 minutes, I'm going to play the unedited news clip. By unedited, the only thing we haven't cut out is a cuss word. We did cut that out. Only thing that is edited. From the latest protest down in Miami, and this has been repeated the last few years, anytime they protest against the free trade area of the Americas or any of these deals, the police got in trouble, 3 years ago? Because they even beat up a federal judge and his wife. What the cops would do is direct protesters down alleys and then just beat the daylights out of them. They beat up some reporters. But see, they didn't get in trouble for that. So now they just shoot women in the face for no reason. It's all on video. We just posted it, by the way, on JonesReport.com. It's all over the web, but we've got some of our comments there in the video posted. JonesReport.com. It's not on InfoWars.com. It's on JonesReport.com. A lot of times you'll find news on JonesReport.com that isn't on InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. So that's coming up in a few minutes. And I want to talk about this Time Magazine headline, Anti-Terror, Why We're Still Vulnerable. In the same similar headline from Newsweek. Newsweek, terror now. They want you to know this isn't 5 years ago. This is now. You got to be afraid now. You got to give your rights up now. There's going to be even more control now. We're going to put you in biometric lie detectors. We're going to scan your brain at the airports. We're going to search you now. We're going to yell at you now. It's for your own good now. We're going to do lots of things you're not going to like now to keep you safe. Because we don't want the terrorists to get you. We've got to change the way you live your lives. Because you're not safe. You're in danger. See, that's terrorism. Do what I say or something bad's going to happen. Give up all your rights to me and don't question me or that bad man's going to get you. That's terrorism. That's the old classic definition. Right in front of everyone. They're engaging in terrorism. Even if you don't believe the criminal elements of the government are staging terror attacks, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we know that everything they're doing to, quote, fight it has nothing to do with keeping us safe and everything to do with getting control of our lives and robbing us blind and robbing the treasury. Terror now. So I want to get into some of these articles. And Alberto Gonzalez, terrorists are living in our neighborhoods. He said that they're everywhere. They could be baby bombers. Don't trust anyone. And there's a new discovery of a new strain of H5N1. I said I'd tell you about the plan to put everybody on ice who dies from this right here in Austin using the skating rink, the ice rink. I'll tell you directly what we got from the one of the, it really is the, but let's say a very big national funeral home talking to one of the head honchos over there. Of course, we already knew this, but just to actually hear it locally from someone else who was told it by the feds, taken to a big seminar with the feds there. Oh, the government loves you so much, they wouldn't hurt you. Don't listen to me. I'm bad. I'm not patriotic. I might be with Al-Qaeda. Just let them get rid of our sovereignty. And a little more gun control is actually conservative. Let's go ahead and bankrupt the Treasury. All that's good. Don't listen to me. Just the government's good. It doesn't lie. Al-Qaeda's the threat, not the government. Of course, it doesn't matter if Al-Qaeda really is the government. It doesn't matter. Okay, so I'll get into the plan in Austin to put the dead people on the ice rink. In every other major city, that's your main morgue. And we'll then get into the fake terror alerts and play the clip of police having celebrations over shooting unarmed innocent women who are peacefully, legally, lawfully, rightfully, dutifully demonstrating. Land of the slave, home of the coward. Land of the shackled, home of the surveilled. I mean, that's who we are now, worldwide known as that. Shut up, scum. You're still on the radio, and you shouldn't be on. I've had these people call in to this show, and now on my Sunday show I do on KLBJ, they'll call in and go, you're making all this up. You got freedom to be on the air, but I don't think you should be. But wait, I thought you guys are for freedom. I think you should be taken off the air. But the country's still free, though, huh? There's lots of talk now by the neocon radio host and TV people and blogs that we should be restricted in our speech to spewing this type of sedition. I mean, getting up here and actually defending the Republic when we've almost got it down on its knees. Stop those people. Okay, so it's all coming up. But right now, we are on her. We haven't had her on in a week or two. Almost 2 weeks. Debbie Morrow, she takes the calls for the national manufacturer and the distributor of the Big Berkey Black Element systems. And it's what I use in my home and office, and it is the best system out there for the best price. You get wholesale prices, and it's made in America, and they sponsor this broadcast and help us with our international shortwave outreach. We're always honored to have her with us. Debbie, I bet you've been busy lately.
Hi there, Alex. I have been very, very busy. So busy, I haven't even been able to hear what's going on with your, you know, show. And so I've had some of the customers keep me informed a little bit.
Well, Debbie, we need everybody to call you right now and tell us about the different units. Tell us why we need a Made in America high-quality gravity-fed filter.
I think the main reason you need a water filter like a Berkey is so that you can take care of yourself every single day, not wait for emergency. Around the 8th of August, there were 120,000 citizens in the San Diego area that were exposed to E. coli in their main water system.
But that's nutritious.
No.
It's like mercury.
Well, yeah, okay, no, it's not. And they tried their best to notify the residents, but most of the residents didn't even find out about it until it had already been cleared up. So if you have a Berkey water filter and you're Berkeying your water every day and, you know, drinking the Berkey water, you won't be affected by things like E. coli in your water because you never know when there's going to be a crack in a water main.
Well, there's always E. coli in the water if it's a city water supply of any size. It's just that the high levels of chlorine kill the microorganisms. What do you think that chlorine does to your cell structures? We are a colony of cells, whereas a bacteria is a single cell organism. This is very toxic and very bad for your kidneys, very bad for your bladder, and very bad for your blood and your entire system. I mean, look, I can't stress enough that you guys got the best filters out there, Made in America, at discounted prices. And you know, forget there being a sewer spill or a hurricane or a nuke go off. You know, that's all the reasons to have it. But the real reason is every day that water is full of trash, and it's time to stop drinking it.
That's right. That is the main reason. And so we'd like to go ahead and, you know, get those orders in. And if you could just leave a message, we will gladly return your call. And I always look forward to talking to your listeners. They do help keep me informed.
Well, Debbie, by the way, you called the office and said, are you allowed to come to our Dallas event? You better be there.
I was really hoping I could come.
Oh, you bet. No, yes. I mean, listen, we'll give you whatever seats you want. I mean, we'll probably take the third or fourth row, whatever a nice little prime area is, and have a few seats saved for folks like yourself. So I certainly want to see you there 9 days from now on the 26th, coming up not this Saturday but next Saturday.
Well, I'm really looking forward to being there, and I sure hope I get to meet a lot of the people that I speak to on the phone. So I want to encourage everybody to come, and it's going to be a great time. Looking forward to it.
You bet, Debbie. It's going to be, I guess we'll open the place about 6:45. It started about 7:15, and we're going to show Terror Storm, and then we're going to have Jim Marsh speak. I'm going to speak. And then we're going to show footage I shot at the Bilderberg Group up until about 11:30. And then from about 11:30 on, we'll have a 20-minute intermission. Then we're going to have some great local lounge singers. But whether you come for 3 hours or all 7 hours, folks, it's $10.50, and that basically lets us break even. We've got a very low price, and tickets are available at Infowars.com. But that's not why you're here with us, Debbie. Let me, again, invite everyone to call Debbie right now. They're so busy and they're unable to answer the phones. Leave your name and number. They'll call you right back. It's 1-888-803-4438, 888-803-4438, or berkeywater.com. And in the comment section, tell them it's an Alex Jones special to get the discount and to get the free gifts that you'll get with your orders, whether it be potassium iodate, sports bottle water filters, sheltering in place DVDs, a lot of items you need. 888-803-4438 or berkeywater.com. Debbie, good to hear from you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You bet. I'll see you not this weekend, but next weekend.
Next weekend, thanks.
You met at the Lakewood Theater in Central Dallas, right by White Rock Lake. It was once called East Dallas, Central East, but now it's really Central Dallas. Dallas has grown so much. I was born about five blocks away from this movie theater, and I haven't been back to that neighborhood, even though I grew up in Dallas. I grew up right outside Dallas. I haven't been back to see that house since I was about maybe 10 years old. So I'm going to go I'm going to go knock on the door Saturday afternoon before I go to the show. And I'm, hey, I grew up in this house. Mind if I come in? They'll probably say no. A few years ago, I was up visiting family in Rockwall, went back to my old neighborhood and went knock on the door. And I said, hi, I used to live here, right up in that bedroom right there. And I was like, mind if I come in and look? And they said no and slammed the door. Because I guess it's a dangerous world today. We've been turned into evil heathens, and something people let you do 20 years ago, they won't let you do now. But I am now digressing, so that's not what you tuned in for. You can also order the Big Berkey water filters right off InfoWars.com, and we just then give them those orders every single day. And they ship it out to you UPS grounds. You can also get all those filters on the shopping cart, the Yahoo secure shopping cart we have at InfoWars.com. Okay, let me get back to serious issues here. Now, every year or so in Miami, if there's any type of anti-war or pro-homeless rally, where you know they've outlawed Miami and other cities like Tampa feeding homeless. I mean, you can't go to the park and give them a hamburger. They will arrest you, and you'll be lucky if they don't knock your head in. I mean, it happens. And, you know, when you got a mafia-run police department, this happens. It's always worse in places like Chicago and New York and Houston and Miami and places like that. And so, if you don't have a computer and can't go to JonesReport.com and watch this, this is just a few days ago, a repeat of what's happened in the past. This is ABC News, interspersed with some activist footage. And this was happened again just a few days ago. Well, I guess it'd be 7 days ago. And there's a nice woman lawyer sitting there who they shoot once, and she's complaining, why are you shooting me? They're just peacefully there on the side of the sidewalk. And if you listen carefully, you can hear the police laughing. And then she puts the sign up in front of her because they start shooting more. The sign of fear gets a wolf going. So they start firing again. She puts the sign up. It goes right through and hits her in the face. And it shows some other people, blood pouring out of their eyes. The cops are hooraying. And then it cuts to the police in the big tent with news cameras all over the place. They know there's news cameras, having a huge celebration and about how they're a football team and how they went out and won. So go ahead and roll it. Big whelp on her. If you listen carefully, you can hear the pops of the guns. They're not as loud as regular firearms. Here, just hundreds of rubber bullets hitting them. By this point, there's just blood pouring. Police in Darth Vader outfits.
Well, this one. Oh, that one right here. Here, put it on your website.
Oh, yeah, hit pause. Hit pause. Right there and back it up about 20, 15 seconds. We'll play it after the segment. And we'll take calls, folks. We're going to have unlimited calls in the second hour. Oh, I forgot. It just shows the peaceful people there with the cops now up close shooting them with rubber bullets. And there's other bicycle cops with them, and the people are bleeding, going, why do you do this to us? Why do you do this, like with humanity, going, why? Why do you shoot us? And the cops are just laughing, flipping them off, going, F you. We had to cut that out, but we show the video. Well, we actually left it on the website, but we cut it out here on the radio, and they're just going, just flipping them off and laughing, and then they're just sitting there just shotgunning them with rubber bullets, just ha, 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 ha. But the laughing's coming up. You get to hear one of the police officials just, it's a celebration of killing America. I mean, you guys would have done well in the Soviet Union. So go ahead and keep rolling it.
Well, this one! Oh, that one right here! Put it on your website.
That's all there is.
Pardon?
Yeah, hit pause here. Hit pause here. When we come back, we'll play it because now it cuts to the police in the tent. So they're saying, why are you doing this to us? Why are you doing this? And the guy's going, F you, put it on your website. I mean, they know. They're like, we will do whatever we want, whenever we want. And these cops aren't even wearing masks, folks. I mean, it's just your slaves. It's basically like, in the South or something with black people, where they can just beat blacks up in the street. It's like, we're going to beat you up and we're going to laugh about it. And it's just, this is the way it is. You're going to learn to like it. Here's my face. Here's your camera. We're shotgunning you, and we're going to keep doing it. We're going to blow your eyeballs out. Okay? Period. We're going to kill people. Period.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As snow falls on the majestic Rocky Mountains, it eventually melts. The water east of the Continental Divide travels downhill over 1,600 miles before reaching the Atlantic Ocean. On the western side, water travels downhill almost 1,000 miles to reach the Pacific Ocean. As you ponder this miracle, ask yourself this question.
How many people and animals has that water passed through before it reaches my area?
Berkey has revolutionized the way water is purified simply and naturally. At the heart of these portable systems are the Black Berkey Purification Elements. So powerful, these elements extract pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, heavy metals, and yeah, they can purify that downward flowing water. Berkey Purification Systems get rid of the unhealthy stuff in your water while leaving you healthy, beneficial materials that your body needs. For more information on the powerful Berkey Purifiers, call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call today. That's 888-803-4438 or visit us on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Right now, Professor Stephen Jones gave us his statement on Jonathan Mosley's comments that Jones was calling for violent revolution. Anyone who knows Professor Jones knows how ridiculous that statement is. And we're going back right now into Jones's C-SPAN speech, and we've seen it many times. We remember he never said that, but We're double checking that right now, but Jones is pretty upset about this for as calm a person as he is. We do have Jonathan Mosley coming on in the third hour to talk about this unbelievable 9/11 story he wrote about myself, Jones, Fetzer, and others. I mean, it is savage. And he's scheduled. In fact, Kevin, I know he confirmed yesterday, but just call him and make sure he's coming on in the third hour. All right, getting back to this Miami footage, this is the latest stuff. This happens all the time. I mean, again, 3 years ago they beat up federal judges. I mean, you know, old men, old ladies, I mean, and they got in some little bit of trouble for that. But now the cops know they can do whatever they want, and they're thugs. And so here's one of their commanders with news cameras everywhere. This is the disconnect, folks. You see, now they're doing it out in the open, bragging about, hey, you see the woman with the sign? That's why I love watching you men on TV, how you shot her in the face through the sign. And you hear them all laughing, and this is truly sick. It's like a huge tent full of people in black uniforms. They look like some evil army. And here's this commander in a black uniform. It's just so sick. And the things they're saying. But again, they think it's normal, just shooting people in the face with rubber bullets, eyeballs hanging out, blood pouring out of eyes, and they're just laughing about it. I mean, even cold-hearted, you know, armies, you don't laugh about it. It's just so immature. It's sick. This is their manhood, though, shooting unarmed people with rubber bullets. Go ahead and roll it.
The good news about being able to watch you guys live on TV is that lady with the red dress. I don't know who got her, but when it went through the sun, it hit her smack dab in the middle of the head. I don't know what's going to happen today, but I'll echo some of the captain's thought. I was with Metro Day before I went to BSO. This is the first time I actually got to come down here and actually be part of a winning team. Usually we got our ass kicked, okay? So yesterday we won. That's something to be proud of. Let's go home undefeated, all right?
This is Elizabeth Ritter today, wearing the same red jacket after seeing and hearing the tape.
I was very disappointed. I was flabbergasted that an officer of the law would be trained in such a manner as to applaud and congratulate people for shooting a peaceful citizen in the head.
Major John Brooks, who led those briefings, was made available by the department to offer this.
We want to apologize for those remarks that were made, both about her and about the event, to say that we're sorry those remarks were made.
Brooks made headlines once before, riding into the van that was used to remove Elian Gonzalez from his relative's house in Little Havana. Elizabeth Ritter says neither Brooks nor Sergeant Kelman has called to offer her that apology in person.
I would like to look at that officer. I'd like to sit down at a table the way that I'm sitting down with you now and ask why.
Because they're scum. Listen, police commanders are scared of the police. Okay, if they don't lick their boots, do everything they say, they get kicked out too. So see, it's all about appeasing. It's an animal mob. Okay, I'm sorry, folks. And again, I wasn't brought up to dislike police. I still don't. I dislike that mentality and those type of cops. But that's the future of, quote, law enforcement. Just a bunch of wimps. Guaranteed most of those guys are the type that would run away from a real situation. Real men don't sit around shooting women for fun. Let me explain that to these guys that are trying to be men. That's not how you're a man, okay? We can teach you how to be a man if you want.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.